over the last number of years, in dealing with the mica-affected homeowners, both the Minister for Finance, as he was then, now Minister for Public Expenditure and Reform, and the Minister for Housing, have continuously said that they were going to talk to the banks about their treatment of the affected homeowners in order to get their support for them and the difficulties that they're in. Many mica homeowners are being put under severe pressure by banks in relation to worthless homes that they have mortgages in relation to. Many homeowners will still be mortgage holders who won't be able to remortgage to actually repair their homes. So to date, mica affected homeowners haven't heard any response in relation to those contacts and what progress was made. I was wondering would you could update the House in relation to it.
Yes, Deputy Pringle will be aware the new revised and updated scheme that this government passed through legislation last year is the basis how we move forward on 100% redress for families affected by defective concrete block, and we're doing that. We've been engaging with the local authorities with regard to the draft regulations. We've received feedback from them. I expect to meet with the homeowner representatives within the next 2 weeks. The issue with regard to banking and particularly how mortgage lenders are dealing with some homeowners is an issue that's been raised with me, which we'll continue to address with the banks also, and I'll address this directly with residents. I'm pleased to see, I'll ask Ciarán Corla as well, that we're seeing applications, particularly in Donegal and Mayo, being processed through the system now, being processed effectively and efficiently. We have a lot more to do in that space, but all of those homeowners have received the benefit of the revised scheme, the revised 100% redress scheme, and I'll keep the Deputy informed of our engagement with regard to the banks on the mortgage issues.